Hello, Pastor Brandon here for our readings for February 2nd, 2020. And as is with every Sunday, today we're going to be doing some readings that aren't linear with our previous readings. These are readings from different sections of the scriptures meant to make a cohesive theme for what the Moravians would be preaching on and studying on their Sunday morning during their Sunday worship and celebration. Today's readings is Micah 6, 1-8, Psalm 15, 1 Corinthians 1, 18-31, and Matthew 5, 1-12. Micah 6, 1-8. Hear what the Lord says. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the indictment of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has an indictment against his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? Answer me, for I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Psalm 15. O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right, and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue, and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest, and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. 1 Corinthians 1:18. 31. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preached to save those who believe. For Jews demanded signs, and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that as it is written, that the one who boasts, boasts in the Lord. Matthew 5:1-12. Seeing the crowds, he went up the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord in our readings from Sunday, February 2nd, 2020. To me, the common thread that the Moravians want us to see on this Sunday of readings, this thread that weaves through all four of these specific excerpts of Scripture, all leads us to this Matthew verse of the Beatitudes, teaching us what it takes to be righteous before God. In particular, Micah 6:1-8. I love what he says here at the end of this passage. "With what shall I come before you, the Lord, and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" When we read that, think about what the Beatitudes are. In the Psalm, it talks about who will dwell on the holy hill, on God's holy hill. What it says in the psalm is, "He who does these things shall never be moved," which once again connects back to the Beatitudes, bringing us to Paul and how God has made foolish the wisdom of the world, has shown the power of the world to not be power in his presence, that he truly is the wisest of wise, the strongest of strong. And then he explains, "But God chose what is foolish in this world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in this world to shame the strong." Once again, bringing us back. "The blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." All of our readings this day point us to those Beatitudes, to this moment of teaching of Jesus, to see just how topsy-turvy he comes to make this world. He turns this world upside down, and that's exactly what needed to happen. The world needed to be turned upside down. The poor in spirit needed the world to be turned upside down. Those who mourned needed the world to be turned upside down. The meek, the hungry, those who thirst, the merciful, the pure, the peacemakers, the persecuted. We all needed this world to be turned upside down. And that is exactly what Jesus does. God bless you. And hope to see you together on mission with Jesus as a family of families tomorrow at 9:30. When you see me with all of your heart, and you will seek me, and you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart.